So ain't it all, so ain't it all, borderline music, what else to call, what else to call, the noise that travels through it, ten stories tall, limitless and fluid, and
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we just heard The Invasives, their song Borderline Music from their new album Desk Job at Castle Dracula. And today, I'm very excited to announce that I have Byron, who is guitarist and singer from the one of the most interesting and unique bands in Vancouver, punk scene, Invasives. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Sean. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you, thank you. The new album, Desk Job at Castle Dracula by Invasives, came out in the middle of last year, and the band supported the album with the massive European tour, and is planning to go on cross-Canadian tour this spring. And today we'll be listening to the songs from Desk Job at Castle Dracula and talking about the band. And I would like to start with some tunes from this new album, so we can introduce listeners to your new material.
All right.
Talk about it. If you don't mind, I would like to start with my favorite song off your new album, which is If I Was You. That's my favorite track.
All right. Well, thanks, Tim.
Yeah, and let's listen to a couple songs, and then I have some questions prepared for you.
Word.
Okay, this is Invasives, If I Was You, from Desk Job at Castle Dracula on We All Fall Down.
I was debating and celebrating. I was the man. Just how great I am.
What? Reyes, the home of great live music in Vancouver. Friday, January 14th, work off that winter weight gain at the Run With The Herd and Miami Device Sweatfest. The diverse electronic stylings of Run With The Herd and the Afrobeat grooves of Miami Device are sure to lead to a few pants-off dance-offs that you won't want to miss. Tickets are $10 at the door. January 22nd, the Biltmore and Beatroot are proud to present Woven Hand with Git Some. Woven Hand offers an expansive take on folk traditions from around the world, played with a rock band setup and murder ballad tempos. This is an early show with advanced tickets available from Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore. Get ready for a January 28th you won't soon forget. The Biltmore, Beatroot, and Timber present the Pack AD, The Manipulators, Bogus Tokus, and Hospital Blonde. This one should be loud and awesome. It's also your last chance ever to see The Manipulators play live. Advanced tickets are available from Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we just heard three songs by The Invasives of their new album Desk Job at the Castle Dracula. And I have Byron here, and really excited to have you here, my friend.
Hey, it's lovely to be here.
When I was introducing you, I called Invasives one of the most interesting bands of the punk scene. How would you like to classify your music yourself? Is it possible to, would you like to put yourself in one genre, just punk rock, or would you like to be a little bit more than that?
It's kind of tough to say, because I consider us punk rock just because, you know, I say to somebody, what kind of band are you? And I always feel a little apprehensive saying punk rock, because I feel that they're going to just think that we're like Green Day. Yeah, or something. Yeah, you know. And so I just try and say, you know, for a while I was saying progressive punk, but I've sort of felt that that was a little bit highfalutin. So I decided to say, just we do our own weird version of punk rock, because basically all that we do is, you know, we're not trying to do anything. We're just influenced by the bands that we're influenced by and write whatever we feel like writing. It's not even about what you feel like writing. It's just like whatever happens, happens. Whatever comes out of you at whatever time. There's no real control, and we don't try and fit ourselves into any, you know, kind of a shape or box anymore. It started a lot more constricted, but now we're just kind of like, you know, with the doing four records, it's like, I don't know what else we can do besides just be openly expressive and try and just create freely. And that's just sort of the goal, to keep it rolling like that.
The stuff you just said just reminds me, because I saw the interview that Rob Wright from Naomi Snow, and he was saying that they started as a band. They didn't try to push any boundaries. They were just trained to play music they wanted to play. And looks like this is what you influenced.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, they've been a huge influence on us. They're a band that I'm totally fascinated by. And, you know, I'm sure that if you go through our records and listen, you can hear the influence of theirs rubbing off on us. You know, we spend a lot of time on the road with them and stuff. And so it just sort of wore off, and it came to a point where I was kind of like, well, I think I'm going to have to stop listening to No Means No. So that I can, you know, and I don't know. It's just I appreciate bands that sort of come from that school of thought where they're not trying to fit themselves into any genre.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's tons of them out there. And they, whether they're playing soft stuff or punk stuff or, you know, noise stuff, if it's just coming from somebody's heart and it's real,
yeah,
that's what I find interesting. So there's no, the weirder it is to me, the less familiar I'm with it, the more in tune I am to totally latch onto it and be like, oh, what makes this work? And, you know, what can I absorb from this that will help me in my process and that kind of stuff? So, yeah.
Your new album, Desk Job at Castle Dracula, when I first heard this album, and I'm familiar with your previous, at the time I was familiar with your previous material, it was, I had this idea that it was a punk-based album, but it was much more, lots of happening, like this, in the music, the stuff we were talking about. And in this album, the new album, song structures are a little bit more complicated, you experimented with different rhythms. Is it a new level for Invasives? Is it what you were going for?
Yeah, with that one, I mean, there was a comment that we had from one of our peers you know, there's a band Removal that we're really good friends with, and they're like a really kind of a technical instrumental. I think that they've walked the line between being punk and experimental really well. And we're the drummer Ernie and myself are very openly critical of each other's music. And when we did our third record, he was kind of like, well, you know, you didn't do that much that surprised me. It was kind of, you know, I know your first two, I'm a fan, but I was hoping for a little bit more of a diversion. And so when it came time to write Desk Job at Castle Dracula, I was kind of like, well, I think I want to really try and push some of my own comfort zones, and the fact that we were actually coming into, you know, ourselves as players a bit more, that we had the freedom to be able to do that. And so just tried to open it up a bit. And it's, yeah, I had a lot of fun doing it. I liked the way it turned out, so...
I could say it turned out really well. Because
thank you, sir. Yeah, I would like to maybe take it back a step. I felt like I was something. It was definitely something that was on the forefront on while making that record, was to not try and be not predictable, but just take the harder road on a lot of the songs. And so now I'd like to kind of find a more comfortable in between, that if something calls for something that's difficult, do it. But if a song just calls for simplicity, then just do it simply. You're not, I don't want to get pigeonholed into a place where it's like I'm trying to write a borderline music for, you know, every song on a record, because I can't do that.
So that was, we can call it, it was like not one-time project, but it was one-time effort to try something different.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
And then you just probably for the next material you'll be like, whatever comes, whatever we'll do.
Yeah, something that we're trying to do is not slow things down so much, but have more of a common theme like in each individual song. So I want to really strip down the simplicity of it. I want it to be a little bit more of a rolling feel instead of jarring from part to part to part. I like the songs to sort of have more of an individuality that isn't, you know, so, you know, proggy. Like, doesn't have to go from point A to point C to point D to point, you know, 9. It can just go, you know, if a song works for 3 minutes and it's one simple idea and you can make that flow, then awesome. But that's something I feel like I've really gotten away from. So I want to try in my writing to get it back to being a little bit more simplistic like that.
Yeah. Desk Job at Castle Dracula. This is amazing, cool idea title. Where did you get it from? Where did it...
A song that we never finished. I just came up with the title for... It just seemed to, you know, it was one of those songs like, you know, I hate my job, sit in my desk kind of thing. And I'm like, where would be the worst place to work? Well, Castle Dracula. I bet you got the blood sucked out of you. So, the life source. So it was kind of just fell into place. And we had a... We were going to call the record The Heel, as in, like, you know, like a second banana or whatever, like the heel is a butt of a joke or whatever. So people were like, oh, yeah, okay, that's all right, record title. And I was like, well, how about Desk Job at Castle Dracula? People were like, oh, you totally got to call it that. It's hilarious. So actually, I hadn't intended to call it that, but it ended up winning over popular demand. So yeah. I was like, okay, I'm calling it that. That's great.
Let's listen to a couple more songs from Desk Job at the Castle Dracula. The next song I would like to play for you is Perfect Man.
Great.
Track. And yeah, this is The Invasives on We All Fall Down.
You wanna love, you wanna slap the
CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and CITR.ca everywhere in the world. Their internet is accessible and affordable. I have Byron from The Invasives, and we just heard three songs of their new album, Desk Job at Castle Dracula. We heard the song Perfect Man, More, and Eyes of the Lurker, correct?
Lurker, yeah.
This spring, you came back from your third European tour.
Yeah.
And you've played places where bands don't usually go, especially
a tiny little band like us.
Yeah, local bands. Like, it's really hard to manage to play Serbia, Sarajevo in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Macedonia. How did you manage to go to those interesting places?
Well, we've been to Serbia a couple times, and it's been, you know, it's one of the easier Balkan countries to get to. But as far as Romania and Bulgaria and Macedonia were concerned, we ended up going there when we were in Europe with No Means No in 2007. And it was their first time at those places, too. And it was definitely at times difficult, and some of the borders were really hard. But, I mean, it was amazing to get to go and see those places. I don't know if we'll ever be able to really go back, because traveling with a band like No Means No, they have the ability and the fan base to do something like that, whereas for us, we sort of have to stick to this sort of more, the more walked paths of the tour circuit in Europe, yeah.
Playing for kids from Serbia and Bosnia and Herzegovina, I'm pretty sure that was a different kind of experience for you as a band, as a musicians. Could you feel that those kids are hungry for music?
Yeah, in some of the smaller towns that we end up playing, definitely, you know, they're, especially, you know, they have, I mean, there's lots of great bands in that are, you know, local to there. I mean, there's a band in Novi Sad that's called Proliche, and we played with them last spring, and they've been around for like 20 years, and they were so good. Fantastic band. And you know, they definitely are always excited to see a band come from North America, especially when it's a band that, you know, is of a smaller stature. So it's sort of something new and fun. And, I mean, yeah, everybody in those places are so so nice and just wonderful folks, and they treat us really good. And so, I mean, I love going to Slovenia and stuff, because there's such a big music culture there, and it's sort of, they're in that place where, you know, their society's changing a lot right now. So there's a lot of, it feels like there's a need for that kind of music, you know? Whereas over here, everybody's just getting all lazy. They just want to play on their Wii.
You mentioned before that you went on tour with No Means No, and I know that the first time you played with them, it was back in 2004, according to your website. I think so. It was Richards and Richards. That's what it...
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right.
No Means No, legendary Canadian band, worldwide well known. How did you manage to get a friendship with such a legend? What's the story behind it?
Well, really, a band named Removal, who I was speaking about before, who I was absolutely smitten with. We went to see one of their shows, and one of their records, No Means No, put out on Wrong Records. Yeah. And so we went and saw Removal. Out in like Maple Ridge, they were doing a show, which was funny. I mean, they'd been on the road; they'd just gotten back from Europe. They were really busy at this period of time, and we went up to the stage while they're setting up, and there's like, you know,
20 people there or something to see this show. It was like on Tuesday night. And I'm like, we came over from Surrey. We're really excited to see you guys. And I gave them our record, World's Gotta Go Round. Our first record had just come out, so I gave them two copies. And like a week later, I got a phone call from them. And they're like, hey, Bill from that band, Bill Johnson, was like, you guys should come and play with us at the Astoria. And we were like, we shit our pants. We're like, oh, I can't believe this. We're playing with Removal. I mean, we'd played in Vancouver, but that was really basically about it. And after the show was over, they're like, hey, you want to go on tour in like a month? We're like, really? Okay. And at first it just started, we were just going to go over to the island with them, but it turned into a Winnipeg and back trip with Removal. And then through them, we ended up playing with the Hanson Brothers, who's the No Means No side project, and then eventually to playing with No Means No.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, this is cool stuff.
I know. I mean, I still can't believe it. If you go back to me in like 1994 when I was like listening to, you know, Why They Call Me Mr. Happy, like just totally, that's like one of the few things that I was listening to at the time and just constantly. And then to tell me that I would be on tour with this band 15 years down the road, I would have just laughed at you. Sure I will be, whatever.
Okay, let's listen to a couple songs from your previous album, self-titled Invasives.
Sure.
And I would like to play for the listeners one of my favorite songs called 101 Damnations.
Awesome.
And yeah, let's listen to this. This is Invasives on We All Fall Down.
It'll be a hot time in the Old Chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one. And the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard the songs by Invasive of their self-titled album, which came out 2008. We heard 101 Damnations, All Epithets, Converge, Sink Tomorrow's Ship, which has a brilliant video for this song on YouTube.
Is it one for that one?
Yes.
Oh.
The one, the lady and the guy.
Oh, that's Sweet Kicking and Screaming.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one off the other one. That's okay. Oh, Tam, you fail.
I'm going home.
No, it's fine. They almost sound the same. All our songs sound so similar.
Oh,
it's fine.
Okay, so a couple last questions because we are almost done.
Sure.
I know that you're an Adam, you're brothers.
That's right.
I heard this weird theory. When the brothers, there are brothers in the band, and they start composing music, they have brilliant harmonies. As example, when I read this theory, it was the Beach Boys, who are they're all brothers.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Amazing harmonies. And the Bee Gees. The idea was then when people start composing music, they have this like connection and they have this just brilliant melodies. When you compose music, do you have kind of the same idea, like some connection with your brother, and then it turns out in something more than just a song?
Well, I mean, we totally agree on what we don't want to do generally. Mm-hmm. So that only leaves basically what we want to do. And we listen to all the same stuff, mostly, and, you know, that includes Hans, too. I mean, writing and composing with the three of us is, it's not like we're arguing over what we're going to do. We're always arguing about what we're not going to do. And so it's kind of a battle. We work kind of backwards when a song comes together like that. So there's, I don't know, I love composing music with my brother. We're doing it a lot now. For going to the studio this summer. It's a very, very enjoyable process to work with him. And it's great working with Hans, too. I mean, it's fun. And I'll say hi to those guys. Hi, Hans. Hi, Adam.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for letting me come in and talk about me like I do everything. Because, folks, that isn't true. Those guys work way harder than I do.
You just mentioned that you listen to the same music as your brother. What stuff you listen to? Because I always on a lookout for new music, and I'm always excited to hear new bands. What's your influences?
Right now, there's a band that's now no more. They're defunct. They're called Lack, and they're from Sweden. And their album, Saturate Every Atom, I think everybody should check it out. And that's Atom, not Adam, as in A-D-A-M. A-T-O-M, Atom. And a band called Karma, I think is how you say their name. That's C-A-A. R-M-E, and they have a record called Vita, V-I-T-A, that is fantastic, and people should listen to that. And there's one more, but I know I'm not going to think of it. I love Deerhoof. They have a new album coming out this month I'm really excited about, so yeah. That's about it right now.
From the future plans, you playing a local show very soon at Funky Wicker Beans?
Yeah, April, the first week of April. I think it's on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but it's basically the kickoff of our
to Halifax and Back tour that we're doing this spring.
So you're doing like the whole, almost like
doing the whole thing,
national tour.
Yeah, it's our first time doing that. So we've gone as far as Montreal a couple times, and I think we're up to about, you know, a couple hundred shows in Canada alone. So it's going to be nice to finally make our way all the way over, because I've heard it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, and I like eating lobster, so there's a lot of that over there. And yeah, it's just going to be a new adventure. I'm ready, man.
Okay, my friend, it was a real pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, we just, it was Byron from Invasives. We listened to their songs of their new album, Desk Job, at Castle Dracula, which is available basically at any music store. I just saw it last week at Zulu, and maybe in the end of 2010, I saw it at Scratch. It's vinyl only release, which comes with a digital download for your iPod or anything, any other digital device. And the price is super mega affordable. I think it was something like $10 or like $11, which is absolutely great money for a good album.
Yeah, it's cheap, and if you go out there and you find one of the white ones, you're lucky, because I mixed them up with all the normal vinyl. So
see, and I got the black one.
I'm sorry. Next time I'll try and work out the odds in your favor.
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was amazing having you here. And let's finish up with your song, please help me.
Inevitable End. This is it, folks. This is the end.
Inevitable End. Invasives. We all fall down. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom.